Okay, let's unpack this. Today, we're doing a deep dive into, well, what seems like a really simple source. It's a short children's story called The Owl's Autumn Orchestra.
It does seem simple, yeah. But, you know, that simplicity can be deceiving, especially if you're thinking about, say, managing teams or navigating changes or even just trying to get people to cooperate better.
Right.
This little story, it's kind of an efficient blueprint, really. Our mission today is basically to look past the fur and feathers, you could say, and pull out the core ideas about how any group can work together.
Turning individual sounds into, well, harmony, whether it's a company or just like a neighborhood group.
Exactly. The original story is aimed at kids, maybe 3 to 8 years old, teaching them about listening and teamwork.
But we're looking at it a bit differently, through the lens of maybe how groups function, what happens when things quiet down, how leaders step up, and crucially, how you fix things when they get a bit chaotic.
Mm-hmm. And it starts, like most good stories, with a problem. The setting is Maplewood Forest, nice, familiar place. But then as the leaves start falling, everything goes quiet.
Like too quiet. The usual buzz is gone.
Yeah, the sound of, you know, things happening, productivity maybe, it just vanished.
So that's the crisis moment. The crickets, packed up, frogs, done with their summer songs. It's not just quiet, it feels like a loss of momentum. Almost like stagnation in a business, right?
That's a good way to put it. When the usual energy runs out, you get this void. And a sustained silence like that in what should be a lively place, it signals something's off.
More than just the season changing.
Definitely. Lack of engagement, maybe lack of purpose. The potential is still there, but there's no direction. And, well, nature doesn't like a vacuum, does it? Something has to fill that gap, redefine things.
Enter the catalyst, Maestro Oliver Owl.
Right on cue.
And he doesn't, like, call a meeting or anything. He just fluffs his feathers, sort of like putting on a power suit, I guess.
Ah, yeah, exactly.
And declares, "The forest needs music again. Tonight, we will perform the first autumn orchestra." Just like that.
And what's interesting there is how decisive he is. He doesn't ask if they should. He says what they'll do and when.
He spotted the need, the silence, the cold feeling, and just organized everyone.
Pretty much. He proposed a solution. He didn't wait around.
But isn't that a bit risky?
Yeah.
Just deciding for everyone. Couldn't that, you know, backfire if people don't buy in?
It definitely could. That's the tension, isn't it? But here, Oliver succeeds because his idea music is something everyone can get behind. It speaks directly to that feeling of coldness and quiet.
That's appealing.
Exactly. It wasn't about rules. It was about a shared positive goal. He wasn't managing tasks. He was sharing a vision. He didn't say, "You squirrels drum this way." He just said, "We need music."
And that worked. People got excited. Which leads us straight into the next phase. Preparation and, well, chaos.
Yeah, inventive chaos, maybe, because they didn't have instruments, right? So they had to improvise.
Which is fascinating in itself. It's like resource optimization, but, you know, with leaves and logs.
Totally. Think about it. The squirrels, always energetic, they found hollow logs for drums. Made sense.
And the birds used their wings like cymbals. They used what they had, their natural ability.
Mm-hmm. And this detail is amazing. The raccoon supposedly plucked spiderweb strings like tiny guitars. Can you picture that?
Wow. Delicate.
Very. It really shows everyone using their unique strengths, adapting what's around them. Even the wind joined in, whistling through the trees.
So it wasn't just the animals, the whole environment pitched in.
Right. That shows real engagement, doesn't it? When the goal is clear and exciting, people or animals get creative.
Okay, so the stage is set. Everyone's got their makeshift instrument.
Mm-hmm.
Oliver raises a wing.
The signal.
And Downbeat and calls out 1, 2, 3, fall.
Simple cue.
And boom, the forest just erupts. Mm-hmm. But like, in an organized way, at first, acorns clacking like maracas.
Leaves rustling like tambourines. Stuff that was just lying around suddenly has rhythm. And the chipmunks hit those perfect little high notes. So for a moment, it works. Mission accomplished, right? They made music.
They filled the silence.
Yeah.
But then comes the next part of the lesson.
Yeah.
How to keep it going. Because the story says it got a little too wild.
Ah, yes. Success leads to exuberance, which leads to noise. It's that classic breakdown, isn't it? Things are going well, the energy's high, so why stick to the plan?
And you see individuals start doing their own thing. The rabbits start bouncing off pumpkins, not for rhythm, just for fun.
Which is a great image for, you know, individual effort kind of going off track from the main goal.
Yeah. And the squirrels, the drummers, they just start drumming faster and faster,
yeah,
focusing on their part, getting louder faster.
And probably drowning out those delicate spiderweb guitars and rustling leaves. They lose the tempo of the group.
So their contribution, which is great, becomes disruptive.
Precisely. In a team, that's like maybe one department optimizing their process without considering how it affects everyone else. Output goes up, but the whole system suffers.
So when does enthusiasm become, well, just chaos?
That's the million-dollar question. And how do you rein it in without killing the buzz? If Oliver had just yelled, "Stop drumming so fast," the squirrels might have stopped, but they might have felt scolded, less likely to jump in next time.
Exactly. Which brings us to Oliver's actual response. This is maybe the core lesson here. He doesn't shout.
No, he gives a gentle hoot.
A gentle hoot. And what does he say?
He says, "Harmony, my friends. Remember, music is magic when we listen to each other."
Notice what he doesn't say. He doesn't give technical directions. He doesn't say, "You slow down, you stop bouncing."
No, it's a reminder of the why they're doing it. It's about values.
Exactly. He recenters them on the purpose,
mm-hmm,
creating magic through listening. He corrects the alignment, not the specific actions.
By focusing on listening, he makes the success depend on everyone being aware of each other. Mutual respect.
Right. If the squirrels actually listen, they'll hear the quiet leaves, the soft spider webs, and realize, oh, maybe my super fast drumming isn't helping the whole song. That's the difference between just hearing instructions and really listening to your team, isn't it?
No, absolutely. Hearing is passive. Listening in this context means actively tuning in to what others need, their pace. When teams truly listen, they adjust their own efforts for the good of the whole project.
And the animals, they get it instantly. They respond to that gentle reminder.
To slow down, find that shared rhythm again, and the result.
The noise becomes harmony again. A tune so sweet, the story says, that even the stars seem to sway. It's transformative.
They went from frantic, disconnected activity back to this state of, like, collective flow.
Right.
And the result wasn't just good music. It was described as something almost magical.
The story sums it up perfectly. When everyone listens and works together, noise becomes harmony and teamwork becomes magic.
Couldn't say it better myself. That's the synthesis right there.
And this wasn't just a one-off fix. The harmony brings joy back to the forest. It feels sustainable.
Mm-hmm. And Oliver cements it. He promises, "We'll play every autumn from now on." Why?
Because music keeps the forest's heart warm, even when the air turns cold.
And that final line is the real takeaway, the so what. The teamwork didn't just solve the immediate problem of silence. It created something lasting, a tradition, something that offers comfort and connection.
The music itself, the result of their cooperation, is what sustains the community's spirit.
Exactly.
So if we pull this out of Maplewood Forest and into, say, your workplace or your community group, the lessons seem pretty clear.
Yeah, definitely actionable. You see the need for clear, decisive leadership when things stall out.
But also the danger of letting that initial excitement run wild without staying connected to the shared goal.
Right. And maybe most importantly, the power of that gentle correction, the reminder of shared values, not just finger pointing.
Think about those times when maybe your team was drumming too fast or bouncing off the pumpkins, metaphorically speaking.
Yeah. The answer isn't always more rules or stricter oversight. Sometimes it's just that pause, that gentle hoot, to remind everyone, hey, remember we're making music together. Listen to each other.
Because individual brilliance, if it's not tuned into the rest of the group, just creates noise.
But when everyone's contributing their best and listening, that's when you get the magic.
Which brings us back to that final thought from Oliver. The music keeps the forest's heart warm when it gets cold.
That warmth is the trust, the connection, the shared success that good teamwork builds.
So maybe the question for you, listening right now, is this. In your own world, your own forest, how does finding that shared rhythm, really focusing on listening and harmony, how does that keep your group's heart warm, especially when things get tough, when the air turns metaphorically cold?
That warmth, that resilience, that's maybe the best measure of whether your teamwork is truly working. Something to think about.